This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Summit of the Americas is being held on U.S. soil for the first time in nearly three decades, and Vice President Kamala Harris is looking to show her clout in her home state, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The gathering in Los Angeles will give Harris a chance to connect with Latin American and Caribbean leaders who have seen little of her since she was given the thankless task of addressing migration's root causes. The only three with whom she met on two quick trips to the region are skipping the summit: the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, who are protesting the U.S. decision to not invite authoritarian governments from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Harris's biggest achievement in the region so far was helping secure $1.2 billion in corporate commitments to invest in Central America. Today, she announced more than $1.9 billion aimed at creating economic growth to discourage young adults from fleeing their homes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea could conduct a seventh nuclear test at any time and has shown no interest in returning to negotiations, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea said on Tuesday. North Korea has test-launched an unprecedented number of ballistic missiles this year, and its officials have also used rhetoric that suggests plans for the use of tactical nuclear weapons, Sung Kim told reporters. Kim reiterated U.S. assessments that North Korea was preparing to conduct a seventh nuclear test. He noted that on June 5th, North Korea carried out test launches of eight ballistic missiles from various parts of the country, the most ever launched in a single day. He reiterated U.S. willingness to engage diplomatically with North Korea and to address issues of concern to Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Pressure grows on lawmakers in Washington, D.C. and across the United States over the issue of guns and mass shootings plaguing the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Gunshots ring out in Philly Saturday. Three dead, 11 wounded. One of many mass shootings over the weekend across the country. In Chicago, five people were killed, another 28 injured by gunfire. Superintendent David Brown.
How many more acts of senseless mass shootings? I don't know what... We'll get a yes in Congress.
In D.C., a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to reach a compromise on gun reform. Speaking yesterday, Republican Senator John Cornyn from Texas, where an 18-year-old killed 21 at an elementary school, said targeted reform is needed.
I will not settle on inadequate or downright harmful legislation for the sake of doing something.
I'm Julie Walker.
Professional golfers are putting aside politics to join a new Saudi-funded pro tour. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The LIV Golf International Series starts this week, backed by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund.
This has been incredibly polarizing.
Graham McDowell brought up the political ramifications of aligning with a Saudi-backed tour.
Take the Khashoggi situation. We all agreed that that was reprehensible. No one's going to argue that fact.
U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. U.S. intelligence services believe it came at the orders of the Saudi crown prince.
But we're golfers, you know, and I, speaking personally, I really feel like, you know, golf's a force of good in the world. I just try to be a great role model to kids. I know what the game of golf has taught me.
McDowell is trying to avoid discussing the specifics of the country he is effectively working for. Phil Mickelson has joined the LIV Tour, and Dustin Johnson quit the PGA to join. I'm Ed Donahue.
An independent commission of inquiry set up by the UN Human Rights Council after the 2021 Gaza war said Israel must do more than end the occupation of land Palestinians want for a state, according to a report released on Tuesday. Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs called the report a waste of money and effort that amounted to a witch hunt. Israel boycotted the inquiry, accusing it of bias and barred entry to its investigators. Recapping our top story, the Summit of the Americas is being held on U.S. soil for the first time in nearly three decades as Vice President Kamala Harris looks to show her clout in her home state of California in the city of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea said on Tuesday that North Korea could conduct a seventh nuclear test at any time and has shown no interest in returning to negotiations. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.